Post Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, home of the listing dish. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griff and Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment, After I Stop Dancing, is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. If you're listening live, today is April 27th, 2017, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 457. Shower us with your calls, because April shower calls bring May flower answers. 888-RADIO-30. Boy, that was a stretch.
That was a good one.
I almost went off the cliff on that. 888-723-4630.
Griff, you know Lupe from Reston, Virginia. Hoppa Chico, right?
Yes.
She has a little bit of an accent, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she wrote us an email. It is so cute. She wants a listing dish.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah. Let me give the number out so everybody can be going to it while we're
absolutely
talking about this. It is 3619.
Wait a minute. Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I got, this computer. All right.
Sure. Never take responsibility.
3619.
6431.
6431.
3135.
Alrighty.
Again, that's 3619-6431-3135. But I want to tell you what she said.
Ooh, these are looking on me.
She said, will you and Griff review, and in parentheses she put ditch my listing. D-I-T-C-H. My
ditch
listing.
It?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's ditch it. All right, next listing.
That's it. You're gone. We love you, Hoppa Chico.
Okay, so... Oh, I just fell in love with her. You know why?
Why?
Because she's in the right condition, and on the title, she says vintage 1980s. Yes!
Good for you.
Finally, someone is taking my advice.
Okay, so let's do the title.
All right, so it says here, Joni, J-O-N-I.
That's
this is the brand?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Joni, vintage 1980s clip earrings, Austrian Swarovski.
It's Swarovski.
Crystal, yeah. Purple, yellow, pink. Yeah. Great title.
Good title.
They're clip earrings. That's important. They're Joni. And they're Swarovski, which is a famous brand that I can never pronounce.
And in the pictures, I like that she put the little tape measure because I was wondering how big they were.
Yeah, and these pictures are super sharp. Did you see the first one?
They're
did
good.
You zoom in?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's like crystal clarity.
They're looking good.
So, liking the title, liking the photos. Oh, look at the photo at the back. I get it now. Joni.
Right.
Let's see.
And that
nice pictures.
Clip
jewelry's
earrings, very important, by the way.
Clip, because you don't want the...
Yeah.
So the thing about jewelry like this, it's really hard to photograph sometimes, but I think you've done a really good job.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a kind of a harsh shadow being cast by the light. That's easily remedied. You don't have to fix these. These are fine. But in the future, if you want to get rid of that, get rid of some of that shadow or soften it, a little shadow is not bad. It adds depth. But you can soften it by using another diffuse light source off to the side that two would be nice that you can shine onto the background just enough to get rid of the shadows. Here's the thing. You can paint with light. Do you ever see that? Is it Pablo Picasso, famous Life magazine photograph?
No.
They put him in a dark room with a long exposure camera and gave him a flashlight. And he painted a minotaur with light onto the camera. And at the last minute when he said done, they flash the camera to get an image of him. So what you see is an image of a very Picasso-esque minotaur and at the end drawn with light. Pretty
wow.
Cool. Now, you can draw with light and shade by adding more light sources, hopefully of the same color temperature. We talk about this all the time. So you get the same tone. And just move them around and experiment, and you can get rid of that harsh shadow. But that being said, these photos are still pretty cool. Your macro in, I can see pretty clear, everything, this is good. They're good. I know what I'm getting.
Exactly.
Right. So, and tape measure, we love those. Cause there's a quarter and a tape measure. So if someone can't say, hey, I thought these things were supposed to be 3 feet across.
Okay, let's go down to item specifics because I think I found a problem.
What's that?
Under brand, that's not a J, that's an I. It should
Ione.
Be Joni.
Yeah.
It should be J-O-N-I.
What's up with that?
So you need to...
Yeah, type,
Lupe,
retype
you
that.
Need to retype that in.
You got the same problem in the seller notes where it says vintage 1980s gently used sign Ione.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just, you can make those changes.
All right. Then her description.
Well, look at that description.
Hello, perfect.
Ugh.
Hello, Ms. Perfect.
This is a description that's, you know, it's
the only thing
it's
I would
after
say,
my heart.
And this would not take away anything from her.
What's that?
But she used different font sizes, which is not real good. See, down there under the made Austria measurements inches, it's a different font size than the others.
Oh, I'm not seeing that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm seeing everything in the same font size. So who knows what that's about?
I'm not. Very interesting.
So if you go and fix those misspellings...
I give her a five.
You get a five ski.
Definitely.
Yeah, big five
fix
ski.
Fix the spellings and send it back to us. We're going to give you a five today, Lupe.
Those are... Don't you want to wear those earrings?
They're adorable.
They're so colorful.
They would look good with all my shoes, right?
Yes, they would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would look excellent. Mm-hmm. You could put them... You could, if you didn't want to wear them on your
I
ears,
could
you could
them
put
in
them
my
on
shoes.
The shoes. Yeah,
I
you could.
Could
just clip them. I've seen people do that.
So if you're new to our show and you're listening to this, you can
you
get your listing dish too. And all you have to do is call up 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Yeah.
And what you want to do when you call that number is you want to give... Donna is the phone screener today. You want to give Donna your item number. And we'd love to have you come on with us for some reason today. I guess Lupe didn't or couldn't. We'd love to have you come on the air with us when we do the listing, but that's not necessary. So just call Donna and give her an item number, and we're happy to dish your listing. Most people who have had their listing dished by us say that they've become more successful because of it. So
no.
It can be a very good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Griff.
What?
I put in sold on the Joni. I put Joni earrings in.
Oh, yeah.
And got sold.
Yeah.
And I see a couple that were sold, but one was only sold for $5. Not Ooh. Exactly like hers.
Yeah.
And one said like 123, but then it was crossed out. Do we have any way of knowing what it ended up being?
Well, there's one that says 130, I see.
Okay. All right.
Vintage. They're not colorful. They're just crystal.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't, really.
Okay.
No, there's no easy way to do it. Oh, you know the other ones, those large blue stones, those are nice.
Yeah.
Only $5, huh?
Right.
See, that's why I think it's better sometimes not to offer things at auction. You can put them with a price and just take an offer.
And see what happens. And she's got to make offer on this.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yep, so everything's cool.
Mm-hmm. Cool as a cucumber.
You know how we have those little 30-second things on right now about seasonal moments, you know,
how,
you know, what to do. Actually, 60 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
If you haven't so this kind of goes along with eBay's 2017 seasonal moments guide, meaning that you're missing out on key information about this year's retail moments. The URL is too long to give out over the air. But you can find it in the eBay Radio Archive seller bookmarks. Located under Seller Resources tab, or just Google eBay Seasonal Moments Guide, and it's a downloadable PDF. So you want to keep track on what holidays and retail events and moments are coming up so that you can, you know, do what you need to do in your store or with your listings to be able to compete. So you're going on a trip soon. We're all taking a vacation for a week. Everybody's excited.
Yeah,
we're not going
dates.
With you in Howie, but.
No, we're going to Tennessee for a week.
Yes.
What week is that? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's the week of the 15th.
The week of the 15th.
I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, the week of the 15th. 15th being Monday.
Yeah. I better,
And we'll be
planning.
Off. We'll be off all that week. And the reason I bring up a trip.
Yeah, what's that?
It's because Audrey Tracy says in eBay for Business that if you're planning a trip, remember that you can turn it into a buying opportunity. You know how people do that. They go on trips and they buy while they're on the trip, and guess what you can do? Talk to your CPA, but you can deduct some of that trip.
Oh.
If you use it as a buying opportunity. Product sourcing.
Of course.
It's deductible.
Yeah.
So she's collected some tips from sellers who have been there, done that. Go to page 9 for me, would you, Griff?
Is that right after page 8 and before page 10?
Usually.
Yeah, I know that
you
page.
You never know
well.
With us, but usually it is, yes.
Yeah, sometimes we have fun with the numbers.
Yes.
All right, wait. Oops, here it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
So the first thing she says
is
to put your store on vacation mode for the time you'll be gone. Griff, how easy is that to do?
Well, you have to have a store in order to do it. I mean, that's an important consideration. But it's really easy. You just go to the settings for store vacation, and you select put my store on vacation and the option for hiding all the listings.
You need to do that.
Oh, yes. You don't do that. It's not good.
Somebody might try to buy something, and you'll be up, you know, that proverbial creek.
Well, the buyer will be, and then you'll have an unhappy buyer.
Yeah, well, then you will be up a creek. Exactly. If you have an unhappy buyer, you're up the creek.
You don't want unhappy buyers, do you?
Now, we're going to tell you more, but right now, Lupe, whose listing we just ditched, is on the line.
Dissed.
Hello, darling. We ditched your listing, Lupe.
So, how did I do?
You did good. Oh, you didn't hear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give you a 5. We're going to give you a five when you correct the misspellings.
Where are the misspellings? Please tell me where.
You spelled Joni Ioni.
Okay, so down.
No. Joni is J-O-N-I, right?
Yeah, yes. you spelled it I-O-N-I.
Down there on the brand, in your item specifics, honey, not in your title.
Oh my God, you know, I'm 60 years old, right? So you know what happens.
Okay.
Thank you. Wait a minute.
There's one more place. Where was it?
It was in the description and in the condition, the seller notes for condition.
Oh, seller notes for condition.
Yeah.
Vintage 1980s, gently used, signed Ioni instead of Joni. We'll be right back with you, Lupe.
This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Give us a call, 888-723-4630. We'll take your call. We will when we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, all office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit the ebayshop.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Share your eBay success stories with us, or your eBay failures. Either one. We'll take either. 888-723-4630. We'll celebrate your success, and we'll transform your failures into success.
Oh, that is so perfect.
Yeah.
So, Lupe, are you still with us?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so did you see the two places that you have?
Yes.
Okay.
So, ma'am, they're done. Updated.
You updated it?
Well, then you get a phone. Yeah.
Hold on, I got to look. Hey.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Got to listen.
What?
Can't just give away a dish towel.
You can?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to mean something.
But this is a perfect example of those of us who have been doing this for the longest time. We can make little tiny mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And that's why you need second third eyes. And this is when we have to hire people, right? So they can go after us. And that's what happens. But anyhow.
Okay, darling, we're giving you a five. Yay! You got a five, and you're going to get a dish towel. Have you gotten a dish towel before, Lupe?
No. I will never ask you for another one. No, it's one of a kind. You're only entitled to have one.
Okay,
right?
So
we have enough for everybody else.
So what you need to do is you need to email me at contest@voicemarketing.com.
And I will do so, my dear.
And I need your address and phone number, and we'll be happy to send that out to you right away. Congratulations, Lupe, on being a good seller.
May I say something else?
Sure.
Just a second thing, issue. This is for Griff. Griff, on the last call last week, that you had a person to say that her domain name is being blocked. I don't think she's, well, this is what happens. You were saying branding, right? Okay. I have always branded my username, right? And HappyChico.com, our goals, all the traffic gets routed to eBay. So when we upgraded and we enhanced the store, things are being blocked. So I don't think it has nothing to do with Google. I believe it has something to do with the breach there. We have security issues where people decided into eBay that if you have a domain, something like that, it was being blocked. Because everything is perfectly, it's to the point that I'm being forced to open a store outside of eBay. Because like you say, I spent tons of money on branding my store, HappyChico.com. HappyChico.com existed only on eBay. Yes, I have other locations that were secondary, you know. But, you know, if you go into Google, you type www.hapashiko.com is blank. And that's what the lady was trying to articulate to you. So, no, I'm not going to change my user ID. I'm not going to change my domain. You know, I work very hard for that. But I think after all the many calls that I have done, literally, I have to go in and open a store where I'm going to go in and start listing on my own, hapashiko.com, and then try to route traffic to eBay my store, you know, from where I am. And I've been asking this question for the longest time, 7 months, 8 months. So I think it would be beneficial to have somebody from the technical area and engineering and routing on the backbone that comes on eBay so they can understand our questions. Because, you know, I hear everything, basic questions and everything. But some of us, they have been doing this for a long time. We need some help too, you know?
Did you get all that, Griff?
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. That's very helpful.
Lupe, Griff made notes, okay? Thank you so much for your call today. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So We've got an interesting one for you, Griff.
Okay.
This person, her name is Donna. She lives in Fort Wright, Kentucky. She's known on eBay as Homecraft Framing. Hello, Donna. How are you today?
Fine, Lee. And how are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Griff.
Hi.
So, Griff.
How are you?
Donna sent me an email off the system, and so I asked her to please call in today.
Okay.
If possible.
Sure.
She is, the email she sent me was very interesting. Why don't you tell your eBay story, Donna? You used to be a seller.
Okay, a long time ago, I was selling on eBay. And then I got this carebrain idea, hey, let's get a website. Well, that was interesting, to say the least. But anyway, I did okay. I mean, I had to have somebody optimize it for me, but it was just too much work for me to do and then try to maintain, you know, selling product. So anyway, then I went to another e-site. I won't say its name, but it was.
It wasn't the A word, it's the E word, Griff.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
The E word. And I was doing well for a good time. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden they made changes, and it's kind of like, who knows if you're going to get a sale or not, because you have to guess. So anyway, I thought, well, you know, I can't change them, so I have to change where I'm going. So I said, let's go back to eBay. And that's where I am today.
Oh, great.
But I've been in business since 1993, so I know there's times you have to make changes, and now it's my time and I have to change again.
So, Griff, I'm going to give out the item number, because this is, as I told Donna in an email I sent her back, there are some people that we just know as soon as we see their listing that we can help them become more successful.
Oh, okay.
Donna is one of them, I promise you.
All right.
So the item number is 1624.
1624.
5437.
5437.
7517. And I put it in the chat board also.
7517. 17.
So it's 1624 5437 7517. First of all, Donna, let me tell you that I love your product. This is my style.
Well,
my
you.
Style of stuff.
Well, I was just wondering if there's a market for that product on eBay.
I'm sure there is. I absolutely adore it.
You have one person watching it, so someone's found it.
So,
oh, goody. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's ways for them to find it easier, but I guess I'm not using the right things in order to get it out in front of them.
Yeah. So, rustic primitive distress 4x6 picture frame wood handmade turquoise black.
This is also shabby chic.
You can't use that word.
No?
Is that a
trademark?
Ah, yeah, you can't use it.
Okay.
You can use cottage chic, I guess.
You could. It is kind of cottagey chic, mm-hmm. So you could use that. I don't know.
Country primitive.
Well, I use, when I'm looking for these kind of things, I do put in rustic frames or rustic mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think your title's okay. I think it's good.
Okay.
Okay.
I think your pictures are nice. But
thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Griff, are you there?
My cord here is.
Oh, all of a sudden sounds so good.
I'm unplugged.
Wow, what happened? You sound wonderful all of a sudden.
I took a swallow of scotch and I'm much better now.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
But one of the things that you could be doing here that you're not doing, and I see you've said you have different colors, right?
Right.
Well, you have color choices and different material.
What do you
no.
mean?
Well, it says color choices, and underneath it says materials. What does the materials mean?
Oh, materials would be like wood. It's made of wood. It's glass, nails, glue, paint. These are all the things that go into making my frame.
Oh, I see. Okay. But for the color, but for the color choices, so I want to do this while we're on the air, because not every category has this option. So
okay.
Let me see if it shows up here. So you should be able to... yes, this has variations. When you list this item, you can create variations so that you don't have to ask people to send you, what their color choice is. You can provide the color choice. So you only have one of these up. So how many do you make them to order? Is that what you do?
Well, I was making to order, but I realized that I can't do that on eBay.
Yeah.
So what I was going to do is, as I was telling Lee, I'm going to make up a whole bunch of, different sizes. And then when people order it, I'll pick the color right then and there and just slap it on there and get it in the mail for them.
How long does it take from the order to getting it dried and packed?
Probably about 2 days.
All right.
Depending on the weather, too, because sometimes paint, if it's really moist outside, doesn't heal or cure as quickly.
Right. So my advice would be to set this up, redo this listing with variations. When you go to revise it, you'll see there's a area that says variations, and there's a link for creating variations, and you can create a variation for each color. You'll have to put a quantity in. So if you want to put a quantity of one for each variation, that's fine. You have to put some quantity in.
Okay.
I would also make sure that you're – one of the things that sellers are held to standard for is if you're providing a handling time, which you are, they may buyers don't see it because it's added into the shipping time.
Oh,
but if you're selecting a handling time, make sure that you're selecting a handling time that realistically reflects how long it's going to take you to paint, for the paint to dry, and then to pack and send the item, so that you don't get into a sticky situation with on-time delivery. So if you say it's two-day handling time, make sure you're getting that thing painted and in the mail within 2 days.
Right. Right.
If not, then say 3 days.
But there's one there. I think I only seen one where it said 3.
What do you mean?
On the handling time. Or is that the shipping?
Yeah, that's down in the shipping area. You can put in handling time. And it's up to, handling time goes to up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30
business
days.
Okay, Donna, hold on. We have much more to tell you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join.
That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.